It is 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, today brought to you by Top to Bottom. Top to Bottom has been in business for over 30 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repairs and emergency service for your roofing needs. Call John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. That's John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, since we just kicked off our summer festival tour over the weekend at Canal Days,
it was awesome, yeah.
I thought that we would do a theme week this week on some weird festivals around the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we're not the only place that loves a good festival.
No. Yeah. And Fairport Canal Days is not a weird festival.
Not a weird
all.
Festival. There are a lot of weird festivals in other countries,
sure,
for sure.
Let's
and actually here in the U.S. too. But
where do we start?
So we are starting in Spain.
Ah, España.
Yes, with something called El Colacho, or baby jumping.
That was a pristine Spanish accent.
Thank you so
had.
Much.
Can
yeah.
you say it again for me?
El Colacho.
El Colacho.
El Colacho.
Got it, right? Thank you.
Anyways, also known as baby jumping.
Baby jumping.
Yes.
What is this?
It's a traditional Spanish festival that dates all the way back to 1620.
Wow.
A blend of Catholic and pagan rituals meant to represent the triumph of good over evil. The week-long festival takes place annually to celebrate the Catholic feast of Corpus Christi in a small village in northern Spain.
I see.
Its origins are unclear, but some historians believe it may have started as a fertility ritual.
Okay.
But before the jump begins, men dressed as the devil in red and yellow suits, they taunt onlookers, running through the streets, hurling insults at villagers, and whipping them with a horsetail attached to a stick.
So far, this is one heck of a festival.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Then the drummers come out and they announce the arrival of pious men who have come to drive out the evil, the devil.
All right, yeah.
And then the flight of the devil begins and the running starts as the clock strikes 6 p.m.
6 p.m., dinner time.
So what happens is babies who were born during the previous year are laid on mattresses in the street,
while the
costumed men in the devil costumes jump over them.
They jump over
the babies.
Wow.
The devils hold whips and oversized castanets as they jump over the infants.
Castanets.
A baptism of sorts. It's believed that the devil absorbs the sins of the babies and affords them protection from disease and misfortune.
Oh, all right.
It's also today considered an important cultural festivity which belongs to the local heritage of the town.
I see. Okay.
Spectators lining the streets will also berate the devils in order to ward off their own bad luck for the upcoming year. Afterwards, the babies are showered in rose petals and often blessed by the local priest before being collected by their parents.
Wow. And these kids, they turn out okay after all this?
They're not traumatized by the
rose petals, the mattresses
the
in the road, jumping over
the
them.
The costumed men jumping over them. No, they're fine, I guess.
Maybe it makes them stronger.
Maybe,
we should do this here.
Could be. I don't know.
Make people strong.
Residents also hang white sheets from their balconies, which symbolize purity, which they hope will banish the devil. The devils usually jump over around 100 newborns, while around 3,000 people watch from the sidelines.
Wow, I can't imagine anything going wrong with that at all.
So traditionally, the festival only included babies from the local village, but in recent years, people from around the world have traveled to northern Spain to participate.
Yeah, sure.
Now, to date, there have been no reports of injuries.
Wow.
However, the practice does remain a subject of debate within the Catholic Church. In recent years, Catholic priests in the region have received instructions telling them to avoid participating in the practice since it's thought to be against Catholic tradition.
Mm.
And this year's Baby Jumping Festival, it actually takes place on June 11th. So this coming Sunday.
Well, it's too late to get airfare tickets. Probably may get a good price.
Maybe.
On those.
You could go and
it's next Sunday.
It's next Sunday. That's when they're going to be jumping babies.
Now, surely is this televised at all, or is this?
There are videos on the internet.
Are there?
Yeah.
Did you watch some of them?
I did.
I'm going to watch some of them,
too. Yeah,
all right.
It's a little weird. It's a lot weird, actually.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm just wondering, if we were in Spain, will we have a booth at that festival? Will we, like, broadcast from it, do you think?
I'm not sure. I didn't really see any booths, radio stations, or anything there.
Legends pens.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with the baby jumping, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song called Jump Over by Freddie Cannon.
You got it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Freddie Cannon there, Jump Over. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the Baby Jumping Festival in Spain as part of our theme week on weird festivals around the world.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right, baby jumping dates back to 1620.
During the festival, men dressed like the devil jump over babies to absorb their sins and protect them from disease and misfortune.
And the devils usually jump over around 100 newborns, but there have been no reports of injuries to date.
So that's good. They must...
They must, maybe they practice ahead of time.
I bet they do. A lot
they
of
do
jumping.
Like hurdles, maybe, or
maybe they do
something.
Those, you know, they that exercise where they have the tires down on the ground and they do like the hoppy
maybe.
Thing.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's part of it.
Maybe.
Folks want to learn more about baby jumping, Sarah, but not try it, but let's learn more about it. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Every day. We'll do that. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Very grateful. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 4:10 with a brand new episodes.
Absolutely.
Super duper. We got traffic with Melanie Sands, forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols, Bill Withers, the Cars, and much more on Legends 102.7.